Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Now, for many of us as South Africans, we are no strangers to American brands making their way into our retail and restauranting space. Think of the likes of Popeye's Chicken, that grew to be quite popular a few years ago, even Krispy Kreme, Starbucks, and a few others. But Walmart. Truth is, this is not their first entry into the country. Walmart actually purchased a minority stake in the likes of Massmart Group in South Africa and fundamentally then ended up buying out the company and the group wholly, to such an extent that it led to a delisting of Massmart. And Massmart, for some perspective, owns the likes of Builders Warehouse, Game and Macro. However, despite the fact that Walmart has a position in South Africa through its ownership of Massmart, they've decided to say, you know what? We want to open up our own Walmart branded stores. I haven't been to the one in South Africa just yet, but I recall my experience when I was in the US and Massmart, well, Walmart kind of felt like an experience at Macro back in the States for me. Haven't been to the latest one here, but maybe it is important for us just to get some perspective as to how Walmart is looking to achieve what Macro and Game could not do right here, despite the fact that they have home ground advantage. To tell us more, joined by a good friend of Kaya Biz, Finance Ghost. He's a retail analyst to help us unpack this particular theme. Ghost, such a pleasure to have you back on the show as always.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to, you know, it's lovely to be chatting to a celebrity. I thoroughly enjoyed watching all your G20 stuff on the socials. So very cool.
Thank you so much. Far from a celebrity though, Ghost.
I don't know about that.
Thanks, Ghost. This one is an interesting one, right? Because I feel so conflicted sometimes because Walmart isn't listed anymore or doesn't have a local listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange since they delisted Massmart. But just looking at their retail activity and the foray within which they've entered the retail space in South Africa, it's a difficult company to ignore, right? But when you take a look at their ambitions to open up more stores in the country independently, what's your take on their strategy?
Look, I can't believe it's taken them this long, to be super honest. I mean, I think they've tried just about everything you can possibly do with Game. Every now and again, I would go to a Game to just see if anything's improved or if anything is different. And it was that same bright pink, which feels like a brand that, you know, might have been cool like 30 years ago. Yeah. Not really since. And I couldn't understand why they were continuing to try and get it right with Game. So, you know, Walmart gets a bad rap and they've done some stuff in international markets that is maybe not great behavior, but they were actually insanely patient with everything that happened with Massmart. I think in some respects they were almost scared by the ComCom and the conditions to that deal. And they're going slowly now on Game. You know, they've really taken their time. When they delisted Massmart, I was almost sure that was the end of Game and it was going to just go away quickly. And it really hasn't. So they've taken their time to get to this point and now they're starting to replace them with these Walmart stores, which is super interesting.
Right. I was also intrigued by that because one would assume just use the local brands that already have an established foothold in the country to actually adapt, shift, and continue to try to gain traction in the market. But many have often said to me, and even when I reflect on my retail experience in a Macro, even a Game, they try to do too much too soon, and from veggies to flat TV screens to outside furniture, at some point there was almost like a confusion as to what these stores were actually known for. In your assessment, would you say that this has been perhaps the tipping point for Game and Macro locally?
Yeah, I think so. And if you look at the big grocery stores, so Checkers, even Pick and Pay, for example, the hypermarket culture, it was a really big deal when I was growing up. That started to not become so popular. You think about department stores and how much Edgar's has struggled. People actually prefer something smaller and focused unless they're going to really make a trip of it. And it always amazes me what people will go through to shop at a Macro. It's like on average on a weekend, it's a long queue and then you get to the door or you pay and then you have to show someone else your slip and all the stuff you bought again in case you stole something in the space of 3 meters between. I'll never understand this stuff. I genuinely will never get it. But people still go. And I think, and this is where it's going to get really interesting with Walmart, because I think with something like Macro, people go for the deals. It is incredible what South Africans will go through to get a deal. And Walmart is not going to be about the deals. They're going to be about everyday low price, which is a completely different retail strategy. It's not about delighting you with the deal of the day. It's about saying, look, we are cheap on average. On average, if you do your shopping here, you're going to save a little bit of money on average versus someone else. But you're not going to get that like, wow, you know, I went to the shop and there was this amazing thing on special and look at this deal I got. The kind of deal that your mom sends you on WhatsApp. They're not going to do that. So I think that's going to be a big challenge in South Africa, because we have a bargain hunting culture here of note.
Yeah, you're quite right. And we see it in the rewards and loyalty programs we also have from many retailers, the banks, and even other partners that they have. But still keeping with this Walmart promise of lower prices, the truth is they're entering a very competitive market already. Pick and Pay, through its unbundling of Boxer, though they still have a significant shareholding in the business, has been very aggressive. ShopRite also, not letting down with its attempts to ensure that it gains market share in both the middle class and, of course, entry-level consumers within ShopRite as well, and Checkers. And let's not forget the likes of Woolworths as well, who perhaps might, you know, offer more of a premium, but still have a strong hold in terms of the South African grocery retail outlet. How do you see Walmart faring against its local competitors?
Yeah, so they seem to be aiming squarely at the likes of Checkers, which is interesting because they've kind of done this promise around a 60-minute delivery if you live close to a store. Which is, by the way, why I think that the Game brand is probably not going to survive this. I know they haven't specifically said this, and I'm just speculating here, but if Walmart is going to try and roll out across the country and compete based on delivery efficiency and everyday low price, then they need to be everywhere. Mm. They literally need to be everywhere. Why would you then run a chain of Games that you're just slowly allowing to die off while building up Walmart? It doesn't make sense, right? You're going to go to the landlords and be like, look, Game's in trouble. You have a choice. You can now let us convert to a Walmart, and by the way, give us a discount because we're going to help you bring more footfall to your mall, or you're going to watch the store go away. And that's a really cool negotiating card, because Hyprop made a whole song and dance about them opening a Clearwater. Accelerate Property Fund is only too happy to see the second store landing at the Four Ways Mall. So to answer your question, I think they're going to try and go after Checkers. I think they're going to find it a little bit difficult in terms of product, because I think Checkers has done a fabulous job of getting closer to Woolworths. I think the likes of Pick and Pay, that is already in trouble, it only gets worse at the end of the day, because they still haven't really found their footing on how to compete in this market. They're still making losses. And now here's a new big gorilla in town with a massive balance sheet behind it. Mm. But yeah, I think you can expect to see Walmart scooters, I guess. And that's going to be the big test. I mean, the Checkers 6060 scooter has basically become a cultural icon. Like, my kid has Checkers 6060 toys.
Right?
That's incredible. Imagine going back 6 years ago and telling people, you know, you're not going to drive in your car anymore. You're going to get your groceries delivered on a scooter. And by the way, your kid's going to really want a toy scooter in the same color. Like, mark my words.
And the jumpsuit.
It would have been crazy.
And the jumpsuit. And you've mentioned such a valid point. I was also one of those pessimists before the pandemic who thought, no ways. I want to touch and feel my fruits. I want to understand the cosmetics I'm buying. But look at me now. I literally do 80% of my groceries online. But one thing that we often discuss, Ghost, is the investment potential. And whilst we will admire the rollout of Walmart stores in South Africa, monitor their competitiveness, we actually can't invest in this business on the JSE, but there might be an opportunity to do so abroad. But I guess my question is, if you had to put your money or place your bet on a food and grocery retailer that could do well, would you still look at the ones that are locally listed, or would you look at allocating your money offshore in Walmart?
Yeah, so look, I mean, Walmart buys you a big international play that goes well beyond grocery, and they've actually done super well. And the reason they've done super well internationally is because they've put a lot of focus into their e-commerce business. I actually looked the other day, they closed the gap to Costco in terms of underperformance quite significantly in the past year because of their big international footprint, number one, whereas Costco is very US focused. And number two, because they're so good at e-commerce. So those are strengths that Walmart's going to try and bring here. So I think you could certainly do worse than have shares in Walmart, obviously. In terms of the local names, ShopRite's still a very good business, but obviously demanding valuation. For me, Pick and Pay is still too hard. I think Boxer also just demanding valuation. Mm. So the Spa turnaround is like my pain trade. Every time I think they're actually making progress, something else goes wrong and they disappoint me. Yeah. So it's funny, actually, how grocery, you think it's such a safe space, but in reality, it's actually really hard to invest in because it's thin margins, it's heavy competition, and the ones that do well are at premium valuations. And Costco, case in point, market darling. But if you owned Costco this year, you've had a pretty bad time, actually.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see stuff like that.
100% funny. I was speaking to a colleague earlier on today who was talking me through the margins of many of these retailers. And on average, they either 5%, the likes of Spar just over 1%. And it seemed as though the likes of Clicks have been doing incredibly well. Again, perhaps because they have a wide variety of offerings in terms of their retail delivery. You know, typical
it's their health and beauty. It's their health and beauty, by the way. That's why they do so well. So it's a structurally higher margin than grocery. So health and beauty is the holy grail of retail because the stuff lasts forever on the shelf and the margins are enormous. I'm not quite sure why, but that's how it works. And these retailers just milk it. It's incredible. That's why your friendly local grocery store has a very pretty health and beauty section and they would love you to buy your shampoo there instead of at Clicks. That's the reason. That
so
is the reason.
Interesting. Ghost, I could talk to you for hours on end, man. Always teaching me something new. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you. It's always lovely to do this with you.
Thank you. That's Finance Ghost joining us tonight. He's a retail analyst. And typically you would know by now that whether you read his newsletters, listen to his podcast, or as we have him here on Kaya Biz, we get an opportunity to really deep dive into some stocks, business dynamics, and activity that gives us both the perspective that speaks to us as consumers, but also as retail investors, just to have a deeper understanding of the business environment within which we operate. But I'm quite keen to hear your thoughts, right? Walmart, I haven't been to the local South African store just yet. My experience in the US was, it was okay. It was a retail store. It worked out. I was actually really intrigued by the self-checkout counters, actually. But I'm quite keen to hear what you might have experienced in South Africa if you've been to Clearwater Mall or even will be making your way to Four Ways Mall. To our colleagues and counterparts at Walmart, you're always welcome to join us to share your right of reply on the show. So when you can in the new year, please do be sure to join us. But here's a few of your voice notes on your experience with Walmart.
I have. I think twice or thrice. I went on the opening and then, you know, just walking down the mall, like, oh, let me see. To be honest, first of all, the opening, I felt robbed. I felt it was a waste of my time. Why would I say that? There is nothing changed. It's basically game took off pink and then game wearing blue. That's all. Nothing special. No prices cheaper. In fact, it's more expensive. You know, the size of the store is the same. I thought it was going to be the size of your macros, you know. But yeah, it's just the normal tuck shop that we know, that we are used to, that we have seen before. When I enter that Walmart, I feel either like I'm entering Pick and Pay or I'm entering Game.
Well, Muruti, you've got me laughing. It's as though Game took off the pink and put on the blue for Walmart. Well, I don't know if you agree with Muruti. As I said, I haven't been to the stores just yet, but I'm so keen to hear your perspective. Have you been to the latest Walmart stores? Are you intrigued by the shift that we're seeing in the retail space? And of course, let's not forget, we are in the festive season. This is typically where retail sales, consumption spending is at its peak for us as South Africans. Why? Because we're going on holiday. We've got lunches and family dinners and gatherings to buy food for. We've got loved ones to buy gifts for. And of course, back in Jan, when we make our way into 2026, it's back to school. And many of us want a refresher in terms of some of the consumption spending we can participate in. But let us know. Share your thoughts. I want to hear from you. 063-688-0959.
Today I was there at Walmart, you know, wanting to see it for the first time. I must say it's our macro stores because there's nothing special there. The prices are ridiculous. So I thought maybe when they bring their products, they will be cheaper than our products. But it's really, really expensive. Just to check on sweets, their jelly babies, it's something like 74 rand. How can I buy a jelly baby sweet for 74 rand? Really? No, I don't see anything special about Walmart. It's expensive. It's same as macro, and the prices are the same as macro. So no, there's no difference. So yeah, I don't know if they are going to last. We'll see, hopefully. But yeah, no, there's nothing special about it.
Oh, Sis Zanele, I hear your point of view. Hopefully our colleagues at Walmart are listening and will reflect on the experience that you've had. That is on the back of a conversation we had with Finance Ghost earlier today. Just taking a look at how Walmart, as a retail store, actually owns Massmart, Macro, Game, as well as Builders Warehouse brands in South Africa. But they've decided to open up their own branded Walmart stores. I've been asking about your experience. I haven't been just yet. Only had an experience when I was in the US during my fellowship there with the World Press Institute. But as you're hearing, not only from Muruti, but Zanele saying, it looks like Game just blew. I'm keen to hear your thoughts. And we also will be hearing feedback from the team at Walmart to give them a right of reply.
Yeah, so I completely agree with the ghost. I went to the Clearwaterman day or two after it had opened, and I was ready to do my grocery shopping because I was, one, excited about the international brands that I wanted to expose my kids to, but I was let down because there weren't that many. So it's literally a replica of Macro and Game from the quality of their clothes and the product offering. So I filled my trolley full and I was ready to do my grocery shopping, but as Go said, we are a bargain buying community or society or country. And halfway through with a full trolley, I was like, wait a minute, no man, let me go to my usual retailer and purchase my things there where I know I'm going to get a discount because of my loyalty cards and swiping my loyalty cards. I don't know how much the trolley would have cost me, but I was happy to just get a couple of items, which were predominantly sweets, international sweets that they had brought through, that I had once enjoyed when I was over in the US, but I was hoping for a lot more US type products because it is Walmart. But yeah, it's literally a spray and pray of Macro, and it was really a letdown, and I'd rather go to a Macro where I know I will get points for my purchases.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.